Nothing was the same after Columbus sailed to the Americas. The native landscape, plants, animals, and indigenous peoples faced increased changes and challenges as European nations raced to carve up the entire Western Hemisphere into spheres of influence and ownership. Spain had amassed a large empire in the New World by the 1700s. It included what is now Mexico, Central America, Western South America, parts of the Caribbean, and Southern North America, including Baja and Alta California. In California, the Spanish mission system served as frontier colonial outposts. Since Spain did not practice separation of church and state, the government recruited the Catholic Church and the Spanish military to man these religious and government sites. The church assigned two priests to each mission, including San Juan Capistrano. With very little training, these men were sent to the California wilderness, where they were not only expected to offer spiritual guidance to Native Americans who spoke a completely different language, but also teach European social customs and vocational skills to them as well. In turn, the forts, known as presidios, assigned 6 to 12 soldiers to protect each mission. Since their military expertise was rarely needed, the soldiers mostly helped in the daily running of the mission. Spain considered the mission system a very cost-effective method of colonization to transform the indigenous people into tax-paying Spanish subjects. To learn more about the mission's founding, press the number sign.